Hello, this is my Easter week diary for April the 20th, 2017. Today is Thursday in Easter week. Did it really happen? I get that question asked to me in some form or another, usually 8 or 10 times every year between Palm Sunday and the end of the Easter season at the day of Pentecost. I think I get asked that question because people want to know. And I think what they're asking in, did it really happen, is some version of, if there had been a CNN news crew around, and it would have been staked out in front of the tomb, with its lights and cameras trained on the huge stone, would those cameras have recorded Jesus walking out of the tomb on the first Easter day? I think sometimes that's what people are asking. Can we know for sure? Well, the fact is there is no eyewitness account of Jesus walking out of the tomb. What happens in the New Testament through all of the various stories is people arrive at the tomb and it is empty. The resurrection, the event has already happened. But then what happens next are countless numbers of witnesses, people claiming to have seen and spoken with and touched and eaten with the risen Lord. This is actually why I believe it happened. Not because I need some film evidence of Jesus walking out of the tomb, but because of all the people who claim to have interacted with him in the days following his resurrection. That's my belief anyway, and I don't need a CNN news clip to confirm that belief. One of the late 20th century voices of what's come to be called progressive Christianity or liberal Christianity, a member of the Jesus Seminar, theologian and Bible scholar Marcus Borg, has written a good deal on the resurrection, and I happened to cross one of those paragraphs that Borg wrote some 20 years ago. He died recently. And I really like what he says. Borg would have been in the camp to not necessarily believe, as I do, in the physical bodily resurrection of Jesus from the dead. But I like where he goes when he starts talking about what resurrection means. And I think that whether you believe in a bodily resurrection or some other way of explaining what witnesses after the resurrection attempted to explain, I think what Borg says here is very helpful. So, without further comment from me, here's what Marcus Borg writes. Believe whatever you want about the physical resurrection of Jesus. Now let's talk about what the resurrection of Jesus means. It means at least the following. Jesus lives. He is a figure of the present who continues to be known, not just a beloved figure of the past. Jesus is Lord. God has vindicated Jesus and made him both Lord and Christ. Thus the lords of this world, including the powers that killed him and the lords of culture today, are not. Imperial execution and a rich man's tomb couldn't stop him, could not hold him. He's still around, still loose in the world, still recruiting for the kingdom of God. What he began continues. He is still with us. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us. To what the resurrection means, I can say amen to what Borg has written here. And then that got me to thinking about what it means 21 centuries on to believe in the resurrection. And I remembered one of my favorite Easter hymns from the 1982 hymnal, So I'm going to read those verses to you now. We walk by faith and not by sight. No gracious words we hear from him who spoke as none e'er spoke, but we believe him near. We may not touch his hands and side, nor follow where he trod, but in his promise we rejoice and cry, My Lord and God. Help then, O Lord, our unbelief, and may our faith abound, to call on you when you are near and seek where you are found, that when our life of faith is done in realms of clearer light, we may behold you as you are with full and endless sight. Did it happen? Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery hast established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.